Dirty Uncle Sam on a Sunday, joining you guys today. And of course, my main man, Chris Switzer, he's going to be taking lead today. Had a little bit of a rough couple days, and man, I feel like I just got sent through a boxing match with Tyson or something, man.
Yikes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't fare well if I was in a boxing match with Tyson.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He's getting a little old. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I think he might be right.
Oh, man. Yeah, crazy, well, New Jersey's still on lockdown, complete lockdown. They barred anybody from commerce who's not wearing a mask.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
So you can't even go anywhere.
I do believe that's interrupting the flow of interstate commerce. I believe they're guilty of that.
Yeah, they sure are.
And now that we know that this is really, I didn't want to put it out there like this. You can't even say this on YouTube now without getting your whole channel jeopardized. But I mean, we all know that this is we're on the radio, so I can't say the real word for it. But bull droppings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is, man. I really believe, folks, and you can call me crazy if you want. I really believe that the worst of this hit Iran. I think it was a biological warfare attack on Iran. They were digging mass graves. I don't think Trump could go to an overt war. And you know that the international Zionist banking cartel wanted Iran knocked off. Well, they're doing a really good job. First, it was economic sanctions. And we heard what Mad Madge, Matter and Albright, said about the 500,000 women and children that were affected in Iraq. She thinks it was worth it. Jesus. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. These people are psychopaths, man.
Yeah, they sure are. And I think, like you do, that, yes, it was definitely used, in effect against Iran.
Yep.
They're tightening up the Belt and Road Initiative,
yep.
The secure trade routes between Israel, China, Russia,
yep.
Perhaps India. Yeah, absolutely.
The old Silk Road, man, and they used it. This is what really gets me: the quantitative easing, or whatever you want to call it, the $2.6 trillion stimulus, socialistic redistribution of wealth, the largest in not American but world history, signed by President Donald J. Take the guns first and worry about due process later. Carrot cake, Trump. I knew I didn't trust him. He let the Hammonds free, and I was appreciative. I felt like I owed him something for that. Well, I have 2.6 trillion reasons now not to really be real happy with him.
No, I don't think anybody should be too happy with Trump, but it's not just him, of course.
No,
and the whole country is on lockdown, and they want to put people in jail for not wearing masks or taking your children to the park. Meanwhile, Fox News is reporting how in Washington State they want to release the Green River Killer and other inmates. But luckily, they were denied the coronavirus release in a 5-4 vote. It was close, though.
Wow.
They almost released the Green River Killer, 70 years of age now, admitted to killing 49 women and murdering them in vicious ways.
Oh, my God, man. Now that,
and they wanted to release them.
They used to hang people for stealing horses back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, food for thought.
Yeah. Yep.
Man. I'll tell you what. I don't even know. I don't even know this world anymore, man. I tell you, I think I was born in the wrong era. I really do. I think that I don't know if I can take much more of this, man. I tell you, I come and go as I please. I don't. I mean, Arizona, I guess it's not as bad as New Jersey, but I don't give a damn. If I want to go to the store at 1:30 in the morning, there's a little corner store down here. It's open. I come and go as I please, and I try not to even pay attention to the what is Brian Young called the Cerveza bug.
Yep,
the
sea bug, Cerveza bug. Yeah, it's real in Jersey, man. Did his executive order, and no establishment. It's up to them. They can be fined if they allow people in without masks. So they were at the doors, barring entry to people without masks at Walmart.
When it first happened.
It's just New York and New Jersey are at a race to the bottom right now with death rates and all that stupid stuff. they look like lunatics on the news. You know, if you just take a seat back and just look outside for a minute without the television, and then you look at these idiots on TV and what they're saying, it's lunacy.
Well, and it's also wearing that mask is not doing anybody any favors. As a matter of fact, it's doing the exact opposite of what they seek, because your body stops absorbing, it stops building antibodies and doing the things that it's supposed to do when it comes into contact with things. It's like there's people that I try and tell them when they have their first baby, they try and make everything in the house sterile and sterile. I said, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that, man.
No.
Take that kid and drop that kid out in the dirt. You'll be doing them far more favors.
Let them roll around, eat some grass, play with the bark on the trees. You're right.
Yep. Thank God my family, they knew better about that kind of stuff, man. I just people don't realize.
You see the thing with the ventilators as well, what they're doing to people, leaving the them on ventilators with general anesthesia.
Oh, my God, the money. Yeah, it's because the money that they're they get paid – some ridiculous amount of money per COVID case. Mm-hmm. and the test isn't even it doesn't even test for COVID. It tests for a reaction that your body can have for other things.
Antibodies.
And 80% false positives they're finding. And dude, and hospitals are getting money for diagnosing COVID, and then when they put them on the ventilator, I think it's like $40,000 or I don't know, something ridiculous, man. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but the way that they're doing these standards now for the COVID wings and all that, they don't even go to the bedside of these patients. So they're literally doing tubing from the patient, like long tubing, and they don't have the access to the care that they deserve. So these people, elderly and whatnot, they're literally dying on ventilators where they could be getting better, perhaps, or at least getting care that they should.
Well, I have,
and nurses are speaking out about it. They're just murdering people. It's sick.
Yeah, well, it's happened here in Arizona. A friend of mine, his friend's father, apparently came down with it. Now, his friend's father, they think he had pneumonia or the flu, and got pneumonia. I don't think that any of them suspected the COVID. And you know, the man was old. And it's dangerous when you get the flu when you're that old, you know. Well, anyway, long story short, he was at the hospital with his father, this fella, and they were giving him warm water to drink, and he didn't want the warm water. No kidding, right? So he was giving his father cold water, and he was giving him some natural remedies from home, and his dad was doing good. He was doing all right. He was coming back. They came in and they said, sir, we have, you know, new policy. You know, we have to get you out of here. We can't have visitors right now, blah, blah, blah. So he goes home. 6 hours later, his father's dead.
And that's my big concern. Absolutely. What you just said highlights my other concern, in that these people have no advocates. They have no one on their side, because as Tom just pointed out, they no longer allow people to come into these hospitals as visitors. You can't. It's just not happening. So they don't have advocates. These nurses are certainly not advocates. They are just right there along for the ride, facilitating murder in some cases, as these nurses will tell you. These YouTube videos are coming down, but they stay up on other social media formats, like sometimes Twitter, sometimes BitChute keeps them up, and others. But it's happening. It's serious.
You know, I had to weigh in on this thing. I was Brian Young from High Impact Flicks called out Douglas Ducote Sr. You know, Douglas Ducote, he was a veteran of several tours in Afghanistan, veteran cop. He's an authoritarian minded conservative. He believes that he's a conservative. He doesn't understand that the left-right paradigm is really two forms of leftism, that's the kind that they sell. Similar to, and I know people disagree with me all day long about this when it comes to the Nazis and when it comes to Stalin. And there wasn't really a whole lot of difference in between, except the method by which they approached things. I look at big totalitarian governments, regardless of whatever else, as leftist. And all the way to the right, anarchy, which is just simply means no rulers. Well, he noticed that Douglas Ducote, he said something you know, we were talking about the COVID and sheltering in place and some teenagers that weren't doing what they were supposed to. And he was like, well, when it comes down to COVID, F your rights, you know, and like, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute, dude. F your rights. So now it's Douglas F your rights to Cody, right? So Brian took him to school, you know, on his authoritarianism and said, look, man, rights, your freedom comes for freedom. Your loss of freedom, you'll lose far more than you'll lose to a pandemic. Look at history. History shows us, it proves to us, without a doubt, that democide is the number one killer besides natural death in the world, which is death by government. Well, you lose your freedom and they have that total control over you, and you see this start to happen in these hospitals where people start dropping dead because the hospitals are making money. Man, I tell you what, Douglas Dakota, I hope he catches this show. Because he doubled down. He did another response video.
He doubled down.
He doubled down. This guy who swore took an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This son of a bitch. I mean, you know, this is why I'm so glad people. If we have young people out there listening, please, for God's sake, please don't join the military. Don't join. If you want to serve your country, join a militia or become a firefighter or do something to help people. But please stop fighting in these bankers' wars, man. Smedley Butler, the most decorated general in the United States Marine Corps history, wrote that book, War is a Racket. I never forget reading that book for the first time. I felt shell-shocked. Mm-hmm. I really did.
And it's a very short read, too. I recommend it to anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, these folks out there, I know that young men and women join the military for all the right reasons in their heart and their stomach. I admire the reasons by which a lot of these kids want to join. And want, I mean, just like when we first got hit at 9/11, I was still unsure. You know, I was ready to just go and kill because they vaporized my friends, man. So I was emotionally compromised, shall we say.
Lots of people were.
Right. I snapped out of it relatively quickly, but not quick enough. But one of the things that Douglas Ducote said when he was chastising Ilhan Omar, which, by the way, Ilhan Omar, I think if the Mossad didn't create her, I mean, I tell you what, she does them. Oh, my God. She's like a gift to them. This woman is repulsive in a lot of ways. But he went after her and was saying a lot of stuff that she's about. And of course the Muslims, and, you know, he said, yeah, and the Muslims, you know, we had to worry about them because they attack us here at home. I'm like, when has Iran ever attacked us here at home? You know, I do believe we overthrew their democratically elected president, Mossadegh, and installed a puppet dictator, the Shah, who brought on a secret police and decades of torture. Look, I'm no fan of being close to foreign countries, and I don't like having to defend positions of foreign countries, especially ones that I know that have engaged in acts against U.S. soldiers. But let me tell you something, man, when you got your CIA going into a foreign country, an Islamic country, and by the way, the Quran, the only that I know of, the only justifiable, what they call the struggle or jihad, is when you go into their land and create mischief in their land, you justify whatever comes your way after. It's called blowback. Ron Paul pointed this out, and he got castigated for telling the truth. It's blowback. Don't go into their country. You know, it's just that simple. It's not yours. Whatever happened to these conservatives that understood about private property, about natural rights, they think that because they live in another country, I guess, the natural rights don't apply to them, and we can just go and take their stuff whenever we want. Life doesn't work that way, man.
Yeah. Well, when they don't apply at home, I guess it doesn't matter overseas either, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
we've come so far.
So I thank Douglas Dakota. Look, here's the thing, man. I have a soft spot for veterans because I know the same reason that they joined, a lot of the reasons I had those feelings coursing through my veins too, And the government knows how to play upon that emotion and how to use that. Like Kissinger said, what did he say? American soldiers are dumb animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And Brian brought that up with Ducote, and he doesn't even address it, doesn't even mention it, doesn't acknowledge it. Douglas Ducote, I want you to listen to me real carefully. I hope somebody sends this to you. People like Kissinger look at you as a dumb animal, send you into those foreign lands. Tell me, sir, what have you done for Iraq and Afghanistan when you were there? What have you done? What did you do? What have you done that's positive? What result has come of it? What about the PNAC, 7 countries in 7 years? Of course, it took them a little bit longer. But they're still running down the list. They're on it. They're on the last one now. And when are the American people going to pull their heads out of their asses and realize that 9/11 was not a bunch of holy men who snorted coke, hung out with strippers, and left Qurans everywhere they went? I mean, how much of an idiot do you have to be at this point to believe that story? I don't know.
Some people won't research anything. They'll just listen to the mainstream media and whoever, whatever side they pick, whatever flavor, Democrat, Republic. They just pick one side and they run with it. And they don't want to know anything else. It's pretty sad, but it's true.
The people that were arrested on 9/11 for suspicious activity, they only came from one country. What was that, Chris? What country was that?
The suspicious activity that what? Oh, Israel?
Yeah. I mean, it's that simple.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine if they had arrested Arabs? Legitimately arrested.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. We would never have heard the end of it. But Bolshevik Michael Chertoff, well, he did a good job for his communist brethren that day. Sent them back to Israel without trial.
And remember what both the prime minister at the time and now prime minister Bibi both said that it was great for Israel. Attacks.
Yeah.
And then he kind of, backpedaled and knew how bad that sounded. So he kind of softened it up a little bit, but he said it was great for Israel.
Yeah. You caught his hot mic in that private home, right? When he was talking about how he manipulated American politicians. It wasn't a problem. Look,
killed the peace accords.
Was it Amstel or Nathan Rothschild that said, give me a nation's currency and I care not who writes the laws? Well, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Either or at this part, but I think I've seen it ascribed to both people actually on the internet, but who knows which one.
Yeah,
Mayor Amstel or Rothschild.
But it's true, man, that they look at this $2.6 trillion. As Trump signed it, he said, I've never signed anything starting with a T before. I was like, I just wanted to reach through the television set and squeeze some blue into the orange, man.
That's what it's all about.
Here's the thing.
That's what this was all about.
These leftists that had this, what Van Jones called the nothing burger in the Russia investigation and all of that, it was absolutely right. The entire argument that they came at Trump with was just ridiculous, because the real story, the real Russian collusion story, is coming through Tel Aviv, and they needed to distract from that. So now when people like me try and explain to people the Russian Jewish gangsters that Trump was involved with and the bankers that bailed him out and what he owed these bankers, so many of these Trump supporters, he was a self-made man, nobody ever bailed him out. Like, dude, you literally do not know how to read.
Just
really?
Look at history.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
We'll be back. Just facepalm. Facepalm. Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down. Don't be a jerk.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, let's talk about the pacifiers. We were talking off air. There's this guy in the supermarket here in Arizona. He's wearing his mask, you know, his COVID mask. And he reaches in and he picks up a gallon of milk, you know, off the shelf, puts it in his cart, and picks his mask up, puts it on his forehead, scratches his nose and his mouth, and puts it back on. And he's pushing on. I couldn't resist. I had to. I walked up to him. I was like, dude. What are you doing? He's like, what? I said, first of all, you've just rendered that mask completely useless. If it had a use,
mm-hmm.
But then I explained to him how it's preventing, for the most part, it's preventing his body from building up natural, defenses against the things that he comes in contact with, and how unhealthy that could possibly be. And stop using his pacifier. Stop being afraid. He was like, you know, 25, 30 years old, something like that. I mean, he's strong. He's like, dude, please give me a break. Please, Lord, yeah. Deliver me from these fools. I feel like they're going to start watering the crops with Gatorade next.
Yep. Oh, Idiocracy.
Oh, my God.
Bro. Tell us the truth in fiction all the time, in movies, TV shows. If we only have eyes to see and ears to hear, it's very true.
Lord,
these people drive around with masks on in their cars. What are you doing?
I know,
what are you
right?
doing?
What are you doing, man? Oh, my God.
The futility in it. No purpose. Yeah. You just look foolish.
Well, look foolish to people that know better. But these politicians, man, they have these people thinking that, you know, that has to be done. Man, get out of my face. I go to the local store now. I've been there so many times, and I've already kicked him my spiel about what this is all about. The dude comes out from behind the counter and shakes my hand. And people look around like, oh, what did they just do? I said, we were normal.
Yeah,
we're normal. I don't even care if I get it. You know what? I don't even care if I get it and I die. Damn it, I'm going to live free. Jesus. Even if it was a thing, greater than what we already know that it is. We know what it is.
Yeah.
I think the strain, if there is a strain, yeah, right? If there is a strain of actual COVID that is actually, because they haven't really actually proven that. That's a whole nother story. So we could play with that all day. But even if there was something that was going around, man, I wouldn't be doing any of that. None of it.
No, definitely do not take whatever they're telling you is in those shots. I'm telling you, that's one of the ways they can really give you some animal, antibodies or bacteria or anything.
Yeah,
it can only
I got a shot for him.
Like that, you know,
I got a shot for him.
Really?
I'm coming with that stuff. I'm just fine, and I'm and really, to be honest with you, with Lyme disease, I'm hurting like really bad. And I've had some health issues, man. And I don't fear COVID. Jesus, man. I mean, if I was in the fire department still, man, I'd be running without any mask, without any of that. Come on, give me a break. And I talked to my brothers that are still in, man. They're doing the same thing. They think it's all just it's like we're watching Idiocracy in real life, man.
Yeah, then you have the self-proclaimed doctor of the world who's not a doctor, Bill Gates, who's just psychopath with a lot of money. Eugenicist, depopulation. He's pro-vaccination, says the better they are at it, better they'll be at depopulating the world.
Right.
What do you make of that?
He tried walking that back, man, and he didn't do so good.
Yeah. Good luck.
Everywhere you turn around, even that lab in China, everywhere you turn around, man, he's got his finger in the pie.
He sure does.
World Health Organization. I mean, talk about a communist-run organization. Now, Trump, his base started realizing what the WHO was. So Trump had to publicly denounce the WHO. See, people, this is where people get trapped. They see Trump go and do a move like that, and they think that that's proof that Trump's okay. Man, all I got to say to you at this point, if you're out there, you're listening to me, I don't care if you do a show on this. I don't care if you're a MAGA Trumper. Or, I was not a never Trumper. I never really, to be honest with you, it's the office of the presidency is that since 1861 that I take issue with, not really the man. But if you're supporting Trump after take the guns first and worry about due process later and the largest redistribution of wealth check written in the history of the world, and you could call this man a conservative and you could call yourself a conservative, you're out of your freaking mind. That's all I got to say. Drop my.
Yeah. I mean, I don't stand for the office of presidency either, but I don't even stand for the man, you know, in this instance.
Yeah. Red flag laws? Red flag laws? Despicable. Really? How can you call yourself a conservative and support that? I don't know.
Not to mention the Epstein stuff and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Stuff, they talk about allegations, Clinton, the testimony.
So all of them. They are all despicable.
Dude, that's why they
left and right division.
No, that's all illusion. Trump was always a New York City liberal. He was a New York City liberal. He gave massive amounts of money to liberals, to Clintons, as a matter of fact. And when he said in the debate, it's a good thing you're not president. Yeah, yeah, because you'd go to jail. I was drinking coffee watching that, and literally I had to go get a rag to clean my screen because I knew then it was bull. I knew how much bull it was because I knew how much he supported them. And I knew how much of a dog and pony show it was. I mean, look at that Catholic dinner that they have for the presidential candidates. They do that all the time. And Donald Trump was, he said, you know, Hillary got into the elevator with him and she bumped into him and she said, pardon me. And he said, yeah, well, I have to wait till I become president. And they joke around about this stuff in people's faces. And she laughed. She laughed her butt off because she knew she was given her script. It's all script. It's a joke. Stop falling for it.
All a show.
We'll be back. Face palm.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. Yeah, there's flooding down in Texas, all right, but it's the same bull crap that's everywhere else in this country right now. It's COVID. Give me a break. Oh, God. And if, by the way, for those of you that are in the chat room, I'm sorry I can't be there today. I can hardly use my hands today. It's really one of my worst days this year so far. So just bear with me. I'll be back on there this coming week. I'll be back on the chat room. But those of you that are in there, I thank you for being there.
I
got to
be mindful of that as well. I'm joining in now.
Yeah, that's a Chet Tango. Yeah, you got the link. For those of you, it's chettango.com. It's the Resurrect the Republic.
HTTP resurrectherepublic.chettango.com.
There you go.
We'll get you right there.
And if you guys want to, and any of you want to weigh in on the air, I know that you're being silenced and censored everywhere else. If you want to weigh in on this, 1-800-313-9443, go ahead and call in and let's hear what you have to say about COVID. Do you think we're out in left field, or do you think we're on target, or what? I'd like to know what you guys think. Anyway, I called this from the very beginning. An attack against Iran, quantitative easing, and a way to distract and control, period. That's my assessment.
Yeah, absolutely. And they admitted as much with the tracking and all that.
What do they call it? What's that nifty thing they call that? Contact tracing. I got some contact tracing for you. Trace this. Oh, man.
Yep. They're actually hiring people for positions, you know, to do with contact tracing, all types of stuff. It's just a brave new world. And you're hearing it. It's the new normal.
We heard this before years ago. 1984 wasn't supposed to be the instruction manual, people. I mean, really, really. This is just insane. You know, I'm glad I've covered most of the things on my bucket list that I wanted to do in my life, because, you know, I have to say, I'm not itching to go. I mean, I'm kind of waiting for them to Cooper me, because I have the pit in my stomach. I have a feeling there's something coming, something big. I hope I'm wrong, but.
Well, they haven't taken the guns from the American people.
Working on it.
That's the last straw.
They've been doing that.
Sure. But they still have them.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw this. One of my listeners sent me a video. Him and his friends protesting at the Michigan Capitol. And one of the signs that they had, it was supposed to be, you know, a kind of like a funny, but it had the make, the model, and the serial number of his tool, his AR, on the thing. I looked at him like, dude, you just openly and brazenly entered into commerce. I advise all of you out there, it's all good that you support your local gun shops and do all that and buy from them. And every one of those gun shops, you might as well have a sign of the state. And it's not their fault. They're forced into doing this to be in business. But buy yourself an 80% lower. Buy yourself an upper. Build one yourself and don't take it out of your state. Doesn't enter into commerce. It's not any purview of the federal government. They had that wackadoodle out there, Malion, whatever his name is, in California, trying to call them ghost guns. Like, they're ghost guns. They don't have a serial number. No, man. They're non-authoritarian control arms is what they are.
They're not firearms. Exactly.
Yeah, firearms, by the way, is a legal term. Firearm. There is no such thing as a firearm. They're arms. That's what they are. Arms. And I tried, you know, telling a couple of my friends this, I'm trying to deprogram them of using their language, because when you use their language, you're acquiescing to their jurisdiction. And some of them are stubborn and say, well, no, it's not, because that's not what I meant. It doesn't matter, man. I'm telling you. Stop calling them firearms. Stop using their terminology. Stop using the term assault rifle, like assault rifle. Most conservatives now, they're using that term. Like, dude, can you hand me that assault hammer? Because I have to hit you in the head with it now. Jesus. I tell you what.
People got to mean what they say and say what they mean, because they use it against us. Believe you me, they do.
Yep. I will never, ever, ever own anything that traverses interstate commerce and is under their purview and authority. Nope, never. Never again.
This is true.
That's all I've got to say about that.
This is true. And for those who actually, you know, still support Trump, still like the man, I just want to say that in the 1980 interview between Trump and Rona Barrett, it's very short. It's like 4 minutes, 23 seconds long or something. Right at the end of it, she asks him pointedly. She goes, they're talking about running for president, et cetera, et cetera. He said he wouldn't do it at that time because it's a mean business, he said, right? And then at the end, he does say this. He's very revealing, too. She said, what would you do if you lost your fortune tomorrow? He looked at her and he said, well, I'd run for president. And it just trails off. Wow. Well, he did lose his fortune, actually. And we were talking about that. The Jewish, Russian bankers and gangsters bailed him out in Atlantic City. In the 90s.
Yes.
Who is he beholden to today? And what did he do? And what is he now?
Yep.
He said it in 1980, folks. The interview is there for all to see.
And how, you know, it should have been obvious to me. It wasn't obvious at the very start when this Russia thing blew up. And it was the left. Imagine that. The Marxist left pointing the finger at Trump, calling Russian collusion. My spidey senses did start going off pretty early. Like, wait a minute. Now I know what it's about. I got it now. You're going to saturate the airwaves with this fake Russian collusion, Russian nonsense story. And then when people like us are talking about the Belt and Road and, and Israel, Bolshevik Israel, and the 80% of the immigrants that flooded in there being from the Black Sea ports of Russia, mostly atheistic communist, Jewish identitarians, I call them. Nobody's going to have the patience or tolerance to hear any of that. And like Douglas Ducote, this man who he'll call Brian and he'll call me anti-Semites for speaking this truth. But I'd be willing to bet, Mr. Ducote, that you never went to the CIA reading room and you didn't read the presidential daily briefing reports from the CIA to Truman like I did, and spent hours upon hours upon hours, like wanted to stab myself in the forehead with a pencil having to go through all this paperwork. But I went through every single one and I pulled every one that was significant and I laid it out in front of myself and I said, holy, the entire history of Truman recognizing Israel and everything that we were told, everything that we were told is an absolute lie. And here's the proof right in front of his face. He knew that they were communist terrorists being, and he did nothing about it. What was his Secretary of War? I think it was Marshall that said, you know, if you do this, I'm resigning. And he did. He was done. And no, so Truman got in front of the American people and he gave this little warm story about him meeting with Chaim Weizmann and you know, oh my God, man. Oh my God. And you know, the Zionists have been no friends to the Jews either. Really have been no friends to the Jews.
Oh,
they're bringing about, oh my God, what I you know,
vehement enemies.
Oh my
in
God.
Reality.
They're
not even
they
compatible
are.
In reality. Yeah.
No, they're
true,
not compatible.
You know,
even though we have issues with certain forms of Shabbat supremacism and all that kind of stuff, the Talmud, there's some things in there that are pretty dark. I can oppose them theologically, and not really a threat to me unless they actually put that into implement that, right? But these communists that use that identity and they wear it too. They use the religion too. So it's not like they used, oh man, you know what I'm talking about, the supremacist ideology that's written into a lot of that stuff. They use that to their advantage.
It's this political ideology.
Yeah,
really,
it's
transhumanist, you know, for the most part, technocrats of this era. They're just gangsters who want more control, and they use isms to divide, conquer.
The religious Jews were the ones who went to the internment camps in Germany. Now, I say internment camps because, look folks, you know, there were some people that died, but these were prisoners that were, there weren't just Jews, they were gypsies, there were all kinds of sorts of people, Marxists, and let's say some of their Marxists that went, actually, we found out that they kind of got fast-tracked to Israel. But it was the non-religious that threw the religious under the bus. And the main reason for this was because the real true religious Torah believing Jews knew that they couldn't return to the Holy Land without the Messiah. That was a real big problem for the Zionists. That was a huge problem to overcome. And there was like a, what was that? A struggle for the soul of Judaism, the struggle between these two, entities, the Zionists and the religious Jews. And even in Israel today, the Zionists pretty much despise them. Anyway.
Yeah, they do. They tolerate them is what they do.
Except
to
for the front,
to a point.
Except for the front cult, which I call Shabbat. Right? Shabbat,
sure.
They're the front cult. Quite obviously, the front cult. And a lot of Orthodox have... I guess they've fallen for that, and they support. Oh God, it just makes me sick.
I can liken it to the Catholic Church for those who can try to wrap their head around it, who might not have already.
Absolutely,
in the Catholic Church, there are those in the church who are very religious and might be pious and very holy people.
Yes.
I'm sure there are. You know, I know some.
Yeah, me too.
But then there are the pedophiles, and there are these celibate
a lot
priests
of them.
who do nasty, sordid things, and they're not religious. I mean, maybe they're religious, but they're not moral. They're not good. You know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the Orthodox Judaism. They have the same issues. And Chabad Lubavitch, they peddle drugs. They peddle guns. They deal in dirty secrets and trade, just like the CIA, just like the Mossad, just like all other intelligence agencies out there. They work hand in glove.
Right,
look at
YouTube, right? This is what blows my mind that people really can't wrap their head around. I don't know why. But YouTube, they have the ADL now that is directly involved in the censorship of getting ahead of online hate. The ADL, a criminal organization that penetrated police departments and gathered intelligence, a domestic, private, fascist agency. Really, they're committing espionage and gathering information on American citizens. And you know, they had to settle the case on this because they were guilty.
Sure.
And many the same organization
ADL provocateurs have been caught.
And this same organization is now the arbiter of what's true and what's not on YouTube? What? Whoa! Facepalm.
Can't say anything truthful anymore on that platform. It's just totally gone.
I'm waiting for the axe to come down on me and Brian. It's got to be. It's got to be any time now. They hit me for, like I told people, they hit me for JFK's speech to the press. That was it. It was the Spruder film, which is all on YouTube, and Kennedy's speech to the press. They hit me with hate speech, and they gave me a strike. And when I appealed it, they doubled down and wouldn't remove it. Can you believe
of course.
That? And what president was it? The one that who killed? I'm going to leave that to you.
Ben Gurion greenlit him, and then he stepped down to not take the blame. I wasn't around for that.
No, when a prime minister steps down or they leave office, their records are sealed for a certain amount of years after.
Exactly.
That's why he stepped down. He was perfect.
Sure.
Perfect move.
Secured plausible deniability.
Yes, until he's dead.
Very secure.
And we won't see those files for another 50, 60 years if we ever see them. But Vanunu, thank you, Mr. Vanunu. Oh my God, man! I tell you what, if there wasn't a place in heaven for him, I don't understand why not. You know, at least
and
he was
you
honest.
Know what's weird? They do eat their own, but in this case, they didn't, and they actually came out and said that was why. They said we don't do that to other Jews. Meaning, why didn't you just kill them? You know, there was an article I can dig it
well,
up.
Well, they may have said that,
Jewish
but
papers.
They do. I mean, these Bolsheviks, they don't care. They'll say that.
Oh no! I know.
Look
they
what they
do.
Did with That's Maxwell, man. You know,
when
you become inconvenient, like Epstein, I don't believe for a second that he was killed by anybody but
dead,
the Mossad.
Though. I don't.
You know?
Believe
yeah. Right.
Dead,
right. I said the same thing. Yeah.
I really don't. I think they had a villain form.
Yeah, he was probably sitting on a beach in Tel Aviv with a facelift in a Mai Tai.
Like I said, his plastic surgeon went down in an airplane about a month and a half after he was suicided. They were wrapping up loose ends. I'm pretty sure they gave him a nice little facelift and changed him up, and he's still working a nice little blackmail ring somewhere in the world.
Or they just gave him another private island that he can just retire on.
Yeah, they like useful idiots, you know, and people they can use. You stop being useful, and you know, they give you a bullet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. It's become a crazy, crazy, crazy world. I thought it
sure has.
Thought we had a chance at. Thought we had a chance at fixing some of this stuff.
Well, this technocratic age has really taken over. The internet is a double-edged sword. It really is. Yeah. Information is the new currency. Data, you know, that's why this AI, 5G, Internet of Things is what Israel is all about, because they know where the power is. And Bibi said it time and time again. He said it at Cyber Week. He said it in front of everybody. Anybody you can. He gloats. He boasts. Israel, the cyber power. You know, and he only says number two to America, and he really thinks he's probably more powerful than America. He just won't say it yet, but he will. You wait. He will.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, man. I don't know where to go from here and what to report on at this point. I mean, it's just all so nuts.
Take off your masks and stand up.
Yes. Unite. Unite or die.
Amen.
We'll be back.
Welcome to the place of the Lamb's Hip Hop. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We're back.
And we are back. Yes, we are.
We are back. We are back. I was too busy still doing the facepalm from the last segment.
Jaw still on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, the finance ministry in Israel seeks to reopen the Israeli economy by the end of May as rate of new infections slow. And they're allowing gatherings of up to 10 people in Israel.
Oh, well, you know. Now they can have their. No, I'm not going to say it. I use them as a punching bag too often.
Well, I think they've gotten enough out of America to take the hits at this point. If you can dish it, you can take it. And people don't even realize what they've done to this country. No, Israel, man. I mean. I'm not talking about the Jewish people, just so everybody is clear.
No, yeah.
Israel, as a state, has just decimated America. People don't understand how it's happening.
I can assure everyone out there that people like, look, you guys know that my dad remarried a Jewish woman. I didn't get along with her very well, but there were extended members of her family that I adore. I really do like my stepbrother, John. He was brilliant, and he was totally not with any of this stuff. And people like my Uncle Bob. I call him Uncle Bob and Aunt Randy. They weren't really my uncle, aunt, and uncle by blood, but they were, you know, her brother. But Uncle Bob and Aunt Randy and their kids and stuff, I assure you, those people are of no threat to anyone. They're of no threat to anyone. They're not even religious, man. They just go about their lives, have their antique store, and they mind their own business. And look, man, it's look at Rachel, you know, our Rachel, you know. I took a lot of heat when I first brought her on. I took a lot of heat from some of the people in our audience that are they're just intolerant of anyone like that. Like, yeah, look, man,
you gotta get over yourself. When
yeah,
it comes
man,
to that stuff.
Yeah, man, really. Yeah, I'm not here to look. I judge each person, each individual, by the content of their character, their actions, and
that's right.
You know, I don't agree with Islam at all. However, I have friends who are Muslim, and they have, I assure you, they have never plotted to harm me. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite, because I speak the truth, regardless of whether I like to sometimes or not, because I speak the truth about you know, what's going on in the Middle East, they have an enormous amount of respect for you when you do that. It's like almost like they don't know how to handle that, because everybody's lying on them. Like, look, they got enough problems without people lying on them. Okay, they do have some backwater, third world, like Stone Age type people. It's true, but then again, I can point to you to people like that like Pastor Hagee goes to Pastor Hagee's church that want to. They think that more bombs for Jesus. I don't know where they get that from in the New Testament. I'm reading the same one that I'm reading. But those people are they're just as bad. Just as bad.
Sure,
we ran out of time, brother. We ran out of time.
We did.
Folks, we'll see you again next week.
With us.
Yeah, man. Come check us out on BitChute.
Amen.
Whatever. Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.